Hey, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Petrinovich, and I am joined by my co-host, Kelly Gilster.
Hello, everyone. How are you, Taylor?
I am doing amazing. We just finished an awesome conversation with Kim Alvarado, who is a very talented filmmaker based in Southern California, and we're very excited for you guys to hear the interview we just did with her. But, Kelly, I want to know how you're doing.
I'm good. I mean, we're like almost already through, like halfway through January now, which is wild. Like, I don't even know where time is going. We finally took down Christmas a few days ago. We're a little late to the game on that. We just got busy. Like, life gets away and then the tree's still there. And then it was like super dead and fried. If you guys listen to a few podcast episodes back, you learn that Taylor and I are a divided house here at Level Up Co. She is a fake tree person and I am a real tree person. And our real tree was ready to go. So we did all that and trying to work on like some fitness things. I feel like I don't really have all that much time to devote right now to like what I used to do, which were workout classes, but I don't really have like 20 minutes to drive to the studio, an hour to do the class, and 20 minutes to drive back. Like, it just doesn't work in my life right now. So I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok the mini stair stepper that's been like going around on TikTok. I ordered one. It was like, I don't know, $60. That thing will kick your butt. I just made it to up to 15 minutes. I was like, when I first started on it, I could only do 10 minutes at a time. And now I can do 15 minutes with some 3-pound weights. So Taylor, I know that you have some fitness goals too in 2024.
I do. Okay, so I just have to say this. I'm like the biggest like January like refresh, reset, reinvigorated kind of person. It's like what I live for. I love setting all the goals. I love doing all the things. And I also was influenced. I posted this in our Facebook group a while back. If you're not already in our Facebook group, we would love to have you join. We will link it in the show notes for you so you can hop in there. But I bought a standing desk and a walking pad. And you know what? I'm going to be totally honest. I was a little concerned I wouldn't have like the coordination to be able to like work and walk at the same time. And I was so pleasantly surprised. I can walk up to like 3 miles an hour and still like fully function whatever I need to do on the computer or talk on the phone or whatever it is. Scroll TikTok. I don't know. And I'm getting like so many steps a day. And I'm like just so proud of myself that like I knew that was like the solution, and I just hit add to cart and I'm using it and I'm like, okay, this is perfect. This is what I needed. I don't know about you guys, but like we're all photographers and filmmakers and we spend a lot of time like sitting at our desks editing and my back starts to hurt, honestly. And so I've actually found that this has helped me a lot with like my back pain, like while I'm working. And I don't know. I just think it's a lot better than sitting all day. It's healthier, blah, blah, blah. But kind of in like a similar sense of like, you know, breathing new life into things and feeling freshly motivated. If you haven't already bought tickets, we are hosting our very first ever Reset Summit. And that is going to be in just 2 days from when this episode goes live. It's on January 18th, 2024, if you're listening to this in the future. And we are going to be talking about all things pricing, packages, and proposals, and how to approach this in a new way that clients really want to be sold to and that attracts them to what you have built for them and your offerings. And we're really excited. So if you haven't already purchased tickets yet, you can find them at thelevelupco.com/reset. Honestly, we've priced it really reasonably. It's only $149 to attend live and it's going to be a 4-hour like virtual workshop. And so if you haven't already, I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer. And if you're listening to this after January 18th, we actually recorded the entire summit for you and you can buy the replay. So the same link, thelevelupco.com/reset, grab that, infuse this new way of pricing packages and proposals into your business in 2024 and watch the results follow. Much like the walking desk and the stair stepper that we are starting out with in our journeys.
I love it. Yes, the Reset Summit, it's our very first one. We are so excited about this. There's so many things that we see where filmmakers or photographers, we're frustrated getting ghosted, right? You know, when we send over those collections, or we don't really know, you know, maybe we're in a new market and we don't know what is the best route to take when formulating collections that clients really want to see or planners really resonate with, and especially really uncovering what exactly is a proposal and how Taylor and I structure our own proposals when it's requested of us, or when we feel like A, B, and C has been talked about, this is when a proposal is appropriate. And so, yeah, we're going to be talking about all these different things. Also, we are talking about, Taylor, I don't even think we talked about this, how to conduct consultations in a way that brings you more confidence and really turns into an actual booking. And then also just the etiquette behind these consultations, when to require an etiquette or when to require a consultation, and how to just flow through those in a way where a client's going to be confident in booking you too. So also a few weeks ago, we had a podcast episode come out. It was just last week, the 7 mistakes that you may be making when a client inquires. And we talked about all those 7 things, but we didn't exactly dive deep enough into how to resolve those mistakes. And we'll be doing that too inside of the Reset Summit. So honestly, a really valuable one day, you know, summit together. We're excited to have you all with us there. And again, if you buy a ticket and you're like, I need this, but I can't attend live, buy a ticket and you'll get a replay inside of your portal that you'll have lifetime access to. Even if you attended live and you want to watch again down 6 months from now, you need a refresher, it'll be there for you. So it'll be really, really fun.
Only other piece of housekeeping we have, I don't know if you guys are watching on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. So if you listen to the audio version, we would love to have you join us for the video version. We are at youtube.com/@theleveluppco. And it's also linked in the show notes. But I have like a new podcast like setup. I bought like this little table and a new chair and all the things. And today was the very first episode we recorded in this setup. And with that came a few technical difficulties with how I was like wiring like audio and stuff. And I'm recording this one with the Tascam DR10L, and I'm recording the intro with it right now. But I so stupidly forgot to hit record when it came to the interview, so that's going to be the Zoom audio. So please forgive the audio quality. All of our filmmaker listeners are just going to be cringing, but I promise the content is good. Just bear with us, because what Kim Alvarado has to say about her growth and what she has done in her business, and she actually gives like some really great tactical things too in the podcast episode, it will be well worth it. So without further ado, here is Kim and how she grew her business.
This is the Level Up Podcast. I'm Taylor Petrinovich.
And I'm Kelly Gilster of 618 Studios.
And we are on a mission to help filmmakers level up their businesses and their craft so they can make more and work less.
We want to help you confidently take your business from mainstream to luxury, and it all starts right here.
Kim, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. This has been long overdue, so Kelly and I are extremely excited to chat with you today. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So yes. For those of you guys listening, and this is Kim with Kim Alvarado Films. She is so amazing, San Diego based, but also you do some destination work here and there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm always up north in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, literally everywhere.
Amazing. We have had the privilege of knowing you now for a little under a year. Kim originally reached out to us for a one-on-one or a two-on-one mentor session, and then she was a part of our very first Luxury Filmmaker Mastermind that launched in June, and that was such a joy to have you in there. We're so excited to hear a little bit about maybe a bit about your origin story, what your business is looking like now in 2024. Give us all the details.
Oh, yeah. So start off with how I got into this world of weddings. My background is in journalism. So journalism and marketing. But in journalism, we got to learn everything about how to be behind the camera, how to be in front of the camera. And then I realized that I just loved being behind the camera, capturing things as it is, being able to convey a story. But I never thought I would be in weddings. And then I had a marketing job and we had a lot of females in this job and they were all getting married. They knew I did video and they asked me to film their wedding. And then another co-worker asked me to film her wedding, and then another, and then this is how it started. But I didn't go full-time until 2020. I'm originally from Maryland and I started there. And in 2020, we decided to move. My husband wanted to live in San Diego, wanted that California life. And I said, okay, I'll go full-time. Pandemic hit, and then just worked from there.
Man,
I feel like that's how it happens for so many.
Yeah. So many people have the same story. It's so cool how many businesses like came to fruition through the pandemic. Especially like wedding filmmakers, either jobs were in transition and then you decided that was the time to go all in, or there was a move involved with, you know, a new career choice. So that is so exciting. So now fast forward 4 years. What's your business looking like now? How's your year looking? And we'd love to know a little bit more about your pricing.
Yeah, so a lot has changed, a lot. From the time that we had our mentorship into now, I think that has been the biggest growth in my business. And it's funny because it's not just in my business, but it, like, myself. I think I really focused on myself and focused on what I wanted, who I was, going through like a, I felt like I was going through a midlife crisis. I was like, what am I? Who am I? What do I want to do? But when I figured that out, my business just kind of went into play and it kind of showed. Right now, business is great. I'm getting clients that I want to work with. I'm connecting genuinely with people in the industry that have the same mindset as me. And just things have been going in the direction that I wanted to go. And it's been amazing. It's been just wonderful to be around people that believe in you and support you. And I didn't think I would find that outside of like a corporate job or outside of like a 9-to-5, but it's been absolutely amazing. And pricing has gone up, which I am so excited. I think that everybody, all videographers are scared to increase their pricing, but I think that's why it was so important for me to like figure myself out and like really have the confidence in me. Like, no, I put so much time and effort and love into what I do that this is what my pricing is. And obviously, I remember when I first had my mentorship call with you two, you guys like, raise your prices. I'm like, okay, do it. Just do it and you'll be fine. I'm like, okay, I got this. So had a conversation with my husband. I was like, just in case, let's like figure out a game plan and increase my prices. And then this year, I was stuck in like the 4 and 5s, and then now I'm averaging 7 and 8. So
yay.
Incredible.
Very excited.
Great job. That's amazing. We're so proud of you. And when we kind of think back to all of our students, so at this point, over 60 people have gone through our mastermind, and you're definitely like what Kelly and I kind of consider one of our shining stars, like one of the people who like really took what we taught and put it into action immediately. Like you didn't sit on it, like you just did it, and you're seeing the results come from that, you know, and it doesn't take a really long time to see the results, which I think you're such a great example of. And we couldn't be more proud of everything that you've accomplished. And I think you have a really amazing future ahead too.
Thanks. It was easy in a sense that I kind of had the plan. I think that's what I needed. I needed to talk to someone to kind of tell me, this is what you need, this is what you can do, but also take it with a grain of salt. Like everybody's different. I think one thing that I struggled with was trying to figure out what, like staying true to myself in this world of just like trends and this and that. And for a long time, I thought I could do everything. I can do that stuff. I could do fun. And then I realized, especially during the mastermind and even just with the consultation call or the mentorship we had, just like honing in on what I want to do and just staying in that lane. And that really kind of, it was still scary because I still felt like, oh, they're doing that. I want to do that too. But then once I figured out that this is the direction I want to go in, I'm going to continue going on this path. Seeing everybody else succeed in different ways was a little bit easier for me because I'm like, that is so good for you. I'm so happy for them. This is so them. This is so their energy, their vibe. And then I knew my energy and my vibe. And like, it's just been such an eye-opening experience. And then all in just like this short amount of time.
Yeah.
So can you walk us through that a little bit? Like, let's backpedal. Yeah. Like, let's say like 12 months. Like, imagine your business then. Like, What were your hangups then? Like, what were you experiencing? What wasn't quite clicking for you? And then I would love to hear like how that shifted after you went through the mastermind.
Yeah, so there was a point where I kind of was just saying yes to everything, mainly because I just wanted to like get my foot in the door. I just moved to California and I just was saying yes, yes, yes to everything. And like many people going through it, it was like a burnout phase. And then finally I was like, okay, I had my business side under control in a sense that I was organized, I had everything to do, wasn't missing deadlines, but I still wasn't like motivated. I still didn't feel like I was getting the weddings I want or connecting with the right people, or I didn't even know where to look, honestly, where to find the people that I wanted to kind of like learn from. And then I think in one of like a Facebook group, that's when I learned about your course, but and also just like mentorship. But at that time, I still didn't know. It was like, what is luxury? I was thinking about luxury. I was thinking about getting to the next step. I knew that I wanted to be in a place where I still had a life. I still loved what I do because I genuinely love, 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 love the story. I love people. I just wanted to be able to capture it and give that time for each and every wedding. And I didn't understand that. One, I didn't know the magnitude of how much people would pay for a wedding videographer. I didn't know that I could actually charge 10 plus or 12 plus. I thought that like by 10, I'm done. Maxed out, no one's paying anymore. I didn't know that world. And then once I started learning and seeing and knowing where to look, I think that's where I kind of started building a more clear path. And once I got there, it was like, I can't say it was just easy. I know it was like a huge change, but it was definitely a constant work every single day to figure out where I could fit in this kind of market, especially when a lot of things that I was seeing was very similar. And then I kind of knew my style wasn't there. And then there I was contemplating on changing my style. It was a lot of change. And then I realized, no, I'm gonna stay in this style. Communicated with a lot of videographers. That's one thing I think was very helpful, is kind of just reaching out to the people that are already doing what I want to do and asking them like how. I think one question I would ask a lot of people is like, how did you stay true to yourself? Like, how can you do this, charge this much, but still be yourself because they were so different compared to all the others? And from there, I kind of just built my path.
Yeah, that's so good. And staying true to yourself is what is going to create that longevity in your business too. Because we actually just talked about this, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, Taylor, in a podcast episode about, you know, I shared that example of a photographer friend of mine who took Jose Villa's workshop. He went down to Mexico, took the workshop to learn how to do film. And he did film for 2 years because that's what everybody else was doing. And he felt like he could only scale his business if he was shooting film. And then he turned away from it after a couple of years and was like, I just didn't recognize my brand anymore. It wasn't me. And so yeah, just truly looking inward like you had done, putting in that work and creating like that roadmap for your business. It's not that you need to drastically change things per se about yourself or about your business or your brand. It's really about refining and honestly simplifying. I think I'm sure, Kim, you probably thought in the beginning that you thought you had to do all these things when really it's just boiling down to the core of what you want to be doing, who you want to be serving, and how you want your brand to attract that clientele. And that's what's going to, when once you have that, you realize it's not swerving through all these different lanes, trying to figure out, throwing darts at a board, trying to figure out what's going to work. Like, you kind of you have your destination set. You're at your point A and you're getting to your point B, and you can get there really quickly like you did.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of thinking, I think, is what happened. It was once, and I think that's how it's easier to make decisions in my business now, just because I have a clear like path or clear mind of what I want to do. And it's been really, really good, actually. Just amazing. I think even networking has been easier just because I kind of am very secure in myself. Well, a lot better. And understanding like who I want to talk to, what I want, how I talk to them, and then being able to show the passion through that and building genuine conversations. And it's been good.
Yeah, I think that's one thing where like having someone to talk to kind of like workshop those things with you is really helpful. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I am just like staring at a screen or a blank piece of paper and like trying to imagine like what I want, I feel like I get really stuck and having mm-hmm. someone else to like bounce ideas off of or be able to like give you their outside perspective. And like, even like, it's hard to sometimes pinpoint like what you're good at, but other people are really great at identifying like your strengths. And so they can help you with that. So I feel like that's where working with a coach or having a group like the mastermind or something like that can be really helpful, even when it comes to those like planning phases and figuring out who exactly you are, who you want to be in this industry. And that way you can like create a roadmap moving forward.
Yeah, that was exactly what I did. I always used to ask just my husband, but my husband knows me through and through. And he's like, you're this, you're that. But he's also the one watching all my films. He's probably sick of it. So then I just started messaging a bunch of my friends who have nothing, no idea of the industry, have no like, don't know terms of anything. I was like, just give me three words, one of my work and two of like what you think me as a person stands out. And it was fun to listen and hear. And it was also scary. But I also kind of wanted to make sure I heard from other people in the industry. I think for a while, that's one thing that I was just so focused on, just videographers, like what are they doing? How are they doing things? And not finding inspiration other places and kind of broadening my horizon on like passion for this, passion for that. And how can I kind of put all that in and use it in my advantage in my business? So that was also really helpful because I really didn't know much. I was surprised at how much I didn't know about the industry until recently, until like really like noticing other people's work, planners, florists, catering, everything. I just kind of just immersed myself in it so I can really understand like what I'm offering and how they offer it and stuff like that.
So important. Yeah, we're always encouraging filmmakers, especially. I feel like filmmakers have a harder time with this than photographers for some reason. But like getting outside of your filmmaker bubble and, you know, really bringing knowledge to the industry as a whole, you know, having a good finger on like where the industry is headed and what other people are doing. You know, Taylor and I always say that like whenever there's like a big wedding in the industry, we can like usually pinpoint like who exactly was on all like on that wedding. And that's just really important too. Like even like when you're coming up with like when to put together like a proposal, which is like mm-hmm. something that we'll be talking about in the Reset Summit this week, putting together proposals and like what those should look like. And I put one from an inquiry. I had an inquiry from a planner that I had never heard of. So I go to her Instagram and I immediately start looking at, you know, who she works with as a photographer, who she works with as a florist, like because I have my, like, because I know the knowledge of the price points of all those people, I could build out that proposal that's in alignment with what I'd imagine her clients are looking to spend. So like it benefits you so much to know all these things, all those working parts.
Yeah. I remember messaging both of you like all the time for all little things like, is this it? Is this luxury? Am I on the right track? And you're like, yes, you're fine. And I'm like, okay. Like, I feel like questioning everything is what I was doing too. I was like, I think this is right. This is good. This sounds good.
Yeah. Having an awareness of the industry. And once you know what to look for, it becomes easier and more second nature. And I think you definitely exhibit like that really, really well. I would love to like kind of pinpoint a few things that talking about like outside perspectives, like a few things that like Kelly and I specifically think that you're executing really, really well in your business. And I would love to hear from you about those things. So obviously you've raised your prices by $3,000, $4,000, like in less than a year. Like that's a huge mm-hmm. price increase, guys. Like that's huge. You're well on your way to luxury. Like we can see it now, you know, where you're going to be in 2025, 2026, you're just going to be, you know, blowing the competition out of the water. But one thing that we kind of use you as an example for sometimes in other groups is your social media presence and specifically the way you share inspiration. And I would love to kind of talk about that a little bit. Like in the mastermind and in our course, we do have a module, social media and things like that. And I would love to kind of hear from you, like what your takeaways were from there and how you applied those things to your business and what you think the benefits are for you.
An exercise we did in the mastermind was building our mood board. And I think when we built that mood board, it kind of put everything on paper. And I started just finding things that, obviously one thing you guys encourage, things that motivate you, things that draw your eye, things that you think represents you, and just put it somewhere. And then finding trends within that and finding colors within that, finding things in that space. that really helped me kind of appreciate different things that represent my brand. Obviously, everything's around my brand now. This is my brand. This represents me. This is something I would want to capture. But also, I wanted it to be... one thing I wanted to showcase is things outside of video. So just not just clips of a wedding, or it's always kind of wedding related, but in a sense, it's still events and in that energy. But specifically for social, when I think of posting something or sharing someone's work or anything like that, I really have to love it. Like, it has to like catch my eye. I'm like, I like this. I wonder why they did this. Is there a story behind this? All about, I think story is important too for me. Is, for example, I just posted recently something that really like got me. Like, it was a cake, but the cake looked like pages of a book. And when I saw that, I was like, and I'm very corny. I'm such a like a corny ball. And I was like, this is like pages of their love story. This is like, I envisioned of like how a client would see this and how they would use it in their wedding day. And I'm also always thinking about potential clients, but I'm also thinking about how this could like inspire other people. Because I think a lot of people are searching for things through social media that they would want to add to their wedding or add to their life in general. And that is it sounds like I'm thinking of a lot, but not that. That's how I get motivated by something. During Christmas, I see like trees, and it was like, there was one where it was built with flowers, and I was like, oh, that is so cute. I love that. I can see that for like a Christmas wedding. And it was also like on brand for me, because I always like very classic, and but also with a twist of modern. So that is everything just kind of just ties into it. And then I share it, and I want to make sure that I also make sure where I'm sharing from, because I want to make sure that I'm sharing people's actual work and that people are being tagged, so when people go and look at that post, they can kind of get who did it, who was the person that created this masterpiece. And but yeah, finding inspiration and things that really catch my eye.
Yeah, and this is just like such a great strategy that I think is like slept on, is like how you're aligning your brand with other things, and that in turn builds your brand, and it helps people understand who you are without creating the work, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's one thing.
And I think, yeah, I was gonna say, I remember seeing both of those, the cake with the pages of the book and also the Christmas tree. Like, they really stood out to me. And you do such a good job, like you said, that it's also on brand, because I think sometimes when people share inspiration like this, sometimes it just feels a little bit too closely tied to the wedding industry. So I like kind of what you do. You have such a good approach on it, where it can tie into the wedding industry, right? It's a cake. You know, cakes are very common in tradition among weddings. The tree with the flowers, obviously the floral nod to the Christmas tree is in relation to the industry. But like, yeah, you do it in such a way that Taylor and I are so proud, because it's like, it's exactly what we had in mind when we like created that module, and when we teach about it in Mastermind, it's exactly what we want to see. And I'm like, yes, Kim got it. Like, and it's so on brand with your brand at the same time. Cause I think sometimes people, they have maybe a certain look to their website or their Instagram or their brand in general, but then they're sharing things that don't feel in alignment. And that almost causes more confusion than elevating your brand in a way that it does for you. So I just wanted to, you know, for those who are listening that aren't following Kim yet, you should give her a follow, because her work is beautiful, but also pay special attention to the way that she is utilizing this inspiration aspect in her Instagram stories. It's just so beautiful.
Thanks. It's fun. I think once you know that, I feel like I don't even think so much about it. I feel like sometimes especially when I think too much on something, then I don't do it, because I'm like, wait, is this it? And then I started like, you know what? I like this. I love this. I just really connect to this. I'm going to share it. But still with a little strategy. But one thing I remember in our mastermind, I think it was Smith and James that came on and talked about branding, and they were talking about how they, how they post things. And I started following them, and I realized that they post a lot of things that are not wedding related. Like, even just like let's say a napkin that inspired them. And I was like, I resonate with that, because things like that for me, and I think a lot of videographers especially, find inspiration in so many different things other than weddings. People like music, people like this, and or books or stuff like that. And I wanted to make sure that I could represent what finds, how I'm inspired, and show them that it's not just, not just couples, but so many things about life and love and my everyday life that inspires me to do what I do, and then kind of show it with that. And I love it now, because once you start like posting things that you like, then your feed naturally, like your feed naturally just shows things all the time. So now I'm constantly seeing things that I love, because I showed in engagement with things that really align with what I do. So in return, it kind of gets easier and easier, because I'm like, yep, I'm sharing that.
I was going to say, I bet your Explore feed is like so curated and so on Kim Alvarado Films brand.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love it, because then I just like, oh, it's great. It's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And I feel like that's one thing too. So we talk about this a lot, and it's finding the balance between sharing your work and inspiration and like behind the scenes, those kinds of things. And we dive really deep in like what we recommend as far as percentages go and things like that. But I do think it's something that's important for like other people that you're trying to network with who may follow you, like a planner maybe, or mm-hmm. a photographer or somebody, like they get to see like, ooh, this girl gets me. Like, I like that stuff too. She understands me. We're going to work well together. Like that's what that does. So for those of you who are like listening, like, what does a Christmas tree have to do with anything? Like, that's why. It's because the people who get it are going to get it, and they're going to want to mm-hmm. work with you, right? So that's why.
No,
there's a lot of reasons to the madness that we teach.
Yeah, and I've had people connect with me on, or want to work with me, or even inquire. Let's say just inquire, just because like I something that wasn't even wedding related. So I think one thing I've also learned was just in a way showing your personality, showing who you are, and in a way that, but also wanting them to connect with you with what you want to show them. So I think that was one thing I kind of learned, because before I even like kind of hone in on things, I kind of wanted to show everyone who I was. And then I was like, but wait, I kind of need to separate those a little bit. Not everybody's the same, but I wanted to show different elements, especially when I'm not going to be, I'm a different side of me when it comes to weddings. It's like my romantic side, my very like caring side, but I'm also very bubbly and fun and crazy, and I can party like a rock star all the time. But I wanted to really have a balance in that and kind of show those elements in a way. So it was tailoring back and making sure that I'm showing things that really, really, really show who I am as a person. But I've had planners especially love it, because I've had planners say, like, really engage with those inspirational posts, because that's who I see that do it often. Because somebody recently posted, and it was a planner, but the Golden Glows just happened. And she started finding inspiration on just outfits that people were wearing. And I was like, I absolutely can see how a wedding can be tailored from just this outfit. And then imagine, and then you can connect with people, because what if they love that outfit? And they're like, yes, I will love a wedding like that. That's what I envision. And I also started asking people that, because I still have calls with clients, in introductory calls, and I always ask them, what inspires you? Like, what, when I ask them like about weddings, like what are those things that inspire you outside of like just the normal, obviously the ceremony is important, obviously the love between you two, but when you think of your wedding, what is that thing that just like inspired your whole wedding? And surprising, a lot of people find inspiration, like I said, like a napkin, or they were like, I just saw this pearl and I just want my whole wedding to be like representative of that pearl. So things like that really kind of like fueled me moving forward, especially when I have those discovery calls. I'm like, yes, I love pearls too. Or like, yeah, I love that too. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, if we're just out there showing other people's stories time and time again, it kind of just starts to like fall on deaf ears. Like, we're not switching up our content to get people like re-engaged with who we are as a brand. Like, you're just kind of showing, you know, other couple stories. It's really interesting, because we had a luxury wedding planner, Brooke Keegan, speak in our mastermind, in our fall mastermind. And she had kind of said like, feedback that she hears from clients is like, when videographers get like too involved in the story on social media, like her, she's like, my clients can't really relate to like the father of the bride giving a toast. Like, it's not their dad, like things that we don't think about. But she's like, but on social media, if you're kind of just using it as like a highlight reel of like a beautiful thing in the ceremony, a quick clip of a portrait, all this stuff, like they can start to actually tailor in their minds a little bit more of the picture of how you could be a really good fit for them in their wedding without getting too, you know, obviously we want to, if you're a story, you know, story is huge for you as a filmmaker, having those on your portfolio, but like in that like first date, like social media type of thing, it's really good to just have a little bit more depth in what you're sharing. And that really goes towards sharing inspiration, even sharing personal things. Taylor and I have what's called the Level Up 5. And we talk about that in our mastermind and help filmmakers just, you know, and photographers really come up with what their Level Up 5 is to share. So I don't know, all good things. It's just, it's been so great, Kim, to see you like really, really implement everything learned over this last year.
Yeah, I did a mentorship with Brooke Keegan, which is, she said the exact same thing, which I loved. And one thing, and we kind of dive deep on like, all right, so what should we show? Like, how can we pull elements of weddings to show other people? And she would say stuff like, you know, decor, people are always looking for inspiration on decor. That's why you should have the balance. And that's also something I learned through the mastermind. It was just not just the couple. That people need ideas. People need to know, like, how will be my seating chart? What would be my seating chart? And I think one of my most performed clips was of this wedding that I did, where their seating chart was shots of tequila. And that the shots of tequila, they take a shot and they find their seat. And I just posted, it was beautifully decorated, like it was flowers and the shots and the people taking their shots. And it performed more than obviously a beautifully tailored story, but that's because people can relate to them. Like, you know what? I love tequila. I want that as my like seating chart. So things like that, and having a balance of both. But yeah, I think most people really resonate with something that they can kind of have themselves. So.
Okay, so we're going to actually dive into this little segment that we're starting in 2024. A while back, we put out a call for questions in both our Facebook group and on Instagram. If you're not already a part of those, we would love to have you join. We will link them both in the show notes for you. But this question is actually from Tanner Capo, and he asked, breaking into lovely and upper lovely. So for those of you who are not familiar with like the price segments, like that would be like a photographer or filmmaker with their starting investment landing between $5,000 and $10,000. So Kim, that's you. So this is a great question for you. Are networking and styled shoots the common practices that go into breaking into any new market? If so, what should an estimated time frame be before the return on networking and styled shoots, like return on investment? And I feel like these are some things that you worked on over the last like 9 months or so. So I think that Kim, you can kind of speak to this.
Yeah. Networking is so important. I don't like networking. I get so nervous. I think for a while I was nervous because I felt like I was going to network and I had like this pit in my stomach that I'm like, I'm trying to get something from people. And I was like, no, I want a genuine conversation. So networking is very important. But I also would like to say that find how you network, how comfortable you are in your networking. So for me, I was going to events, meeting people. It was wonderful. But we need a little bit more consistency. They need to see you a little bit more. You should message them afterwards and be like, it was so great meeting with you. I love talking about X, Y, and Z with you. And that's it, like nothing else. And I even remember talking to Kelly and everybody and Taylor talking about how do I continue this conversation? Like, when am I going to hear something back? But it takes a while. And sometimes people don't respond. Sometimes people might forget. And it's fine. But it's just like consistency and reaching out to them and genuinely interacting with them. Don't just interact with them and just say, oh, love that. That's cool. Beautiful. No, like if you don't find it actually amazing, or if you don't find it more than just, I love that, then just don't do it. Like really actually engage with people. And I think that's going to help a lot, especially in the lovely market. But networking is definitely important and it takes a little bit. Sometimes it might take a year. I had someone reach out to me a while ago, but I think it was in the beginning of the year, and it was a planner I really, really wanted to work with, and I was so excited. A photographer friend actually recommended me. She knew nothing about me, and I told myself, okay, I'm not going to look so desperate, but I, you know, in the back of my mind, I was. And then I just interacted in different ways, but also didn't want to annoy them, and I actually really loved the stuff that they were doing. So when I did interact, it was meaningful. It meant something. I'm like, I absolutely love that you did this. Why did you do that? What was the idea behind this? Because it was this. And from there, it just built a relationship. And now for this coming year, I've had like 4 or 5 inquiries sent to me because of just this planner. So yes, networking is important. How you feel comfortable networking is important. I personally like through Instagram, and starting from there, I feel like I have a better, it feels safer for me. But you still have to get out of your comfort zone. I go to events where I meet people, talk to them, get to know them a little bit. Sometimes you don't have to always talk about weddings. Try to find something that is outside of weddings. Like, oh my God, I love this outfit. Or where are you from? And then go from there. And because so many people are talking about weddings, and I don't think people want to always talk about weddings. So just talk to them and be patient. Don't get upset if they don't either remember you or that they don't, you know, there's no interaction. It just takes a little bit of time, and, you know, reach out to them. But as long as it's meaningful, I think that's really helpful, especially in the lovely market. Everybody's trying to get connections with planners for everything. So just make it meaningful.
Right. Yeah. Because when you go from budget to lovely, in budget, not a lot of networking is needed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not mm-hmm. hiring planners, like, right? So it's just really all about, like, maybe getting on a venue list or two, like past referrals from other clients, like that type of thing. But then it's a completely new game when you're in the lovely market. That's when you start to work with those partial planners, maybe a few full service planners sprinkled in. So the networking game becomes so much more, you know, at the forefront of mm-hmm. how you conduct new business, how you conduct your business and bring in new business. So yeah, it's so important. And I like to start on Instagram too. Yeah, go ahead on the styled shoots.
Style shoots have helped me a lot too, but the return on investment, I haven't seen much with style shoots, but it doesn't mean that I didn't create a connection with someone. I had a style shoot where someone asked like, what is your rate? I told them my rate, and you know, they're like, oh, but your work is so great. My client's not there yet, but when it is, I'll keep you in mind. And honestly, that's amazing, because once that client is there, they're like, Kim, I've always wanted to work with Kim. They're in her budget. I'll send it to you. I think we always focus on like, all right, well, I did all this. And it does require a lot of energy sometimes. And then nothing wins in return. But you'll be surprised in how long in advance. Or maybe they'll tell someone else about you that are in that budget or are in that same style in return. Or if not, you just make a friend. There's nothing wrong with making a friend at a style shoot. But also be picky with your style shoots. Don't just go to everything. If this style shoot doesn't align with your brand or doesn't align with where you want to go, then don't do it. And sometimes I like to check who's going to be there too, because I've done style shoots where I haven't even shared any of the footage, but I knew X, Y, and Z was going to be there. And I knew that I wanted to create a connection, and this might be the only opportunity that I can actually work with them. Or if the florist or the planner that's helping out is someone that I've always wanted to work with, this is your opportunity to kind of get to know them. And most of the time I'm the only videographer. So I'm like, every one of you are going to be my friend after this day, and we're going to move forward from this. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Tanner, I guess the moral of the story.
Yeah, I was like, Tanner definitely got his question answered on that one. Like, I love everything you said, Kim. I agree with everything you said, especially being picky about your styled shoots. Like, our time is so valuable, you guys, and don't waste time and money on styled shoots that are not in alignment with your brand. So just something, little word of wisdom there for 2024.
Yes.
Yeah, so good. So as we kind of wrap up this episode, we would love to know just a little bit, like, in your mind, what would your business look like if you hadn't chosen to invest in Mastermind and spent that time with us learning and growing? Like, what do you think you would be doing here in 2024?
This probably sounds so dramatic, but I honestly don't know if I would still be doing weddings if I didn't get to where I was right now if I didn't put in the work to really figure it out. I was at a point where I was not motivated. I just didn't know what to do. I knew my work was great. I had confidence in that, but I just didn't know where I was in this industry. And social media is hard because you see it everywhere. You see so many great people. And I'm a people pleaser. I'm like, I don't know if you do the Enneagrams, but I'm Enneagram 9. So like, I'm just like always... People want everybody to be happy. I'm happy for everybody. And then I kind of get drown out like what I want and what I kind of want in my business. So I think if I didn't do this mastermind, I wouldn't know. And I tell people all the time when if they're like, I've had people ask, should I do this mastermind? I saw that you've done it. I was like, if you do anything, please do this. Like even if it directs you in a way that you don't want to do weddings anymore, but I feel like I figured out what I wanted to do in this industry, and it kind of ignited that fire again of I love weddings, I love stories, and I'm going to be in this space, but in my way, how I want it to be. And even if I don't go into ultra luxury, I know that I'm going to fall where I need to be. So because I'm doing it how I want to do it. So that's just how I feel about it now. And it's been great. I feel like I just, everything that comes to me, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. I'm so happy. And you guys know, I message you all the time. Like, I'm working with this planner. The other day I had another inquiry with a planner that I was so excited about. And I like literally cried. I was talking to a husband. I was like, I never in my wildest dreams thought that this planner would even think of reaching out to me, especially when where I was before, nobody would have. I think, in my opinion. So I think I'm very, very happy I did it and very proud that I put in the work. And whoever's listening, you can do it too. I know people say this, you just really have to want it and do what you need to do and in your terms and how you want to do it. And then you're going to, in return, you're going to get the people that are going to continue fueling that energy and that joy in your craft. So.
I'm like so speechless. Well
said. I feel like super motivated now.
Oh my gosh. Kim, you're just the best. And we're so proud of you. Like, thanks. I know those same feelings. Like, I feel like I'm kind of tearing up right now. I know those same feelings of like that inquiry comes through and your heart just like skips a beat because you're like, wow, like how am I here? How I never thought that I'd ever get an inquiry for here or that, you know, this planner would recognize me. Like, wow, it just feels so good. And like when you have that strategy in place and you start to see it really working for you, there's no better feeling.
It is. It's amazing. And I also think it's amazing to see when people are like, of course you're going to get that. Why wouldn't you get that? And it's more so like yourself. You're like, everybody believed in me and now I believe in myself. So it's great.
Incredible. Well, if you're listening to this and you're kind of curious about what we're talking about, if you haven't heard of any of our programs before, you can jump onto our website. We're at thelevelupco.com and you can really easily find our programs, our mastermind, things like that. But in just 2 days, if you're listening to this as it goes live on Thursday, January 18th, we are actually doing our very first Reset Summit, which is like a much more bite-sized educational offering. We're going to be focused on helping you really hone in on your pricing, creating packages that actually clients want and that will sell themselves for you, and then how to create custom proposals. So if you're kind of like thinking about diving into the education world, like learning from us, this is a really great opportunity to hop in. Get into the Reset Summit, thelevelupco.com/reset, and see what we're all about and begin implementing just like this one small change that's going to have a huge impact on your business. Kim is going to be there. A lot of our alumni are going to be there. Yes. And tickets are definitely selling. So we're really excited. But Kim, before we end this episode and wrap up, can you share where listeners can find you on social media?
Yes, on everything, TikToks, Instagram, YouTube is at Kim Alvarado Films. Reach out to me if you have any questions. I love talking to people. So don't be scared. I'm always here, even to listen. So I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Thank you for joining us in this conversation. If you enjoyed this episode, please help us reach more filmmakers just like you by taking a screenshot and sharing it on social media. Don't forget to tag us at The Level Up Co.
And join us again next week, same time, same place, as we continue to level up the industry together.